We're holding two lines from the bottom, page Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. V'amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, who's Rabbi Elazar? A disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. He learned in Israel, under the great Rabbi Yochanan, the compiler of the Jerusalem Talmud. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, G'dolat tfilah yotom nakobanot. Prayer is even greater than sacrifices. Shenemal, as the verse says in Isaiah, the prophet in Isaiah is lamenting. The book Isaiah begins out of order. We know that Tanakh is not written in chronological order, correct? You reach the end of Nevi'im, you hit the book of Yoel, that was written way back when, in the time of the book of Shmuel. Yoel was the son of Shmuel. And within each book, we have a tradition that Ein Mukdam U'Meucher B'Torah, the Torah is not written in chronological order. You can't tell which happened first just because it's written in that order. So to the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Yeshaya, if you open to chapter 6, you see the beginning, the first prophecy that happened with the Navi Yeshaya. It's not written in chronological order. You open to Perek Vav, the sixth chapter, you see Bishnas Mos, HaMelech Uziyah, in the year that Uziyah, the king, died, then God appears and says, who will go on my behalf? And then Yeshaya goes. So the book of Yeshaya begins with a very difficult chapter, even though it's not the first chapter he prophesied. It is the chapter of Chazon, the harsh vision of Yeshaya. Whenever you encounter the word Chazon, remember the Pasuk, Chazut Kasha Ugadli. I have seen a very difficult vision, and from here Chazal derived. There are 10 terms for a vision of prophecy. Each term connotes a different level of the prophet and a different type of prophecy. The word Chazon connotes a prophecy that is difficult, a harsh prophecy. And the book Yeshaya, Isaiah, begins with a very harsh prophecy. It is